On a summer day in 2021, a family set out for what should have been an easy hike in California's Sierra Nevada foothills. Jonathan Garish, Ellen Chung, their one-year-old daughter Miju, and their dog Oski never came home. Search teams found them the next morning, all four dead on a remote trail. No signs of foul play, no visible injuries, just a family that had walked into the heat and never walked out. The culprit was invisible, odorless, and utterly merciless: extreme heat. Their final text message, sent at 11:56 a.m., read, "No water or very heating with baby." What killed them wasn't a lack of preparation or poor judgment. It was our collective failure to grasp that we're living on a fundamentally different planet than the one we evolved to inhabit. Heat doesn't just make us uncomfortable anymore. It kills, and it's getting deadlier every year. Your body is essentially a heat machine that must maintain an internal temperature around 98 degrees. When you step into scorching weather, an elegant system kicks in. Blood rushes to your skin, sweat glands activate, and evaporation cools you down. But this system has hard limits. At a wet bulb temperature of 95 degrees, a measure combining heat and humidity, even a perfectly healthy person sitting in the shade will eventually die. There's a common myth that proper hydration prevents heat stroke. It doesn't. Water delays heat exhaustion, but it cannot prevent your core temperature from climbing to lethal levels. When your body reaches 105 degrees, seizures begin. At 107, your cell membranes start melting. Your kidneys collapse, your muscles disintegrate, your intestines develop holes that leak toxins into your bloodstream, and your blood begins clotting uncontrollably. This is what happened to the Garish family on that shadeless trail where ground temperatures reached 109 degrees. Each member faced unique vulnerabilities. Oski couldn't sweat. Baby Miju's sweat glands weren't fully developed. Jonathan carried extra weight, and Ellen, despite being fit, simply couldn't escape the physics of overheating. Heat doesn't discriminate based on good intentions. Life began in volcanic ponds with cold-blooded microbes that matched their surroundings. Then, 260 million years ago, warm-bloodedness emerged, costing 30 times more energy but delivering stable digestion, longer activity, faster movement, disease resistance, and sharper nervous systems. When paleontologist Donald Johnson discovered Lucy in Ethiopia in 1974, he found our 3.2 million-year-old ancestor who stood upright for heat management. Standing caught cooling breezes and escaped scorching ground temperatures. Our ancestors evolved dark skin as natural sunscreen and developed 2 million eccrine sweat glands, producing 12 quarts daily, 10 times more than chimpanzees. This made us exceptional endurance hunters. The problem? These adaptations were optimized for a climate that remained stable for 10,000 years. Now that stability is gone. We're like actors trained for silent films suddenly thrown into talkies. Our skills no longer match the script. Modern cities have become heat amplifiers. Asphalt, concrete, and steel create urban heat islands, where downtown Phoenix can be 20 degrees hotter than surrounding areas. In 2021, Phoenix recorded 339 heat-related deaths, triple the number from a decade earlier. Globally, urban heat risk has tripled over 40 years, now threatening 1.7 billion people. This heat doesn't affect everyone equally. During Portland's 2021 heat wave, temperatures varied by 25 degrees between neighborhoods. The poorest areas reached a deadly 124 degrees, while wealthy tree-lined suburbs stayed at 99 degrees. In Phoenix, 72-year-old Stephanie Pullman died after her power was cut over an unpaid $51 bill during 107-degree heat. This is the emerging temperature apartheid, where wealth buys coolness and poverty can be a death sentence. Cities have lost natural cooling features. Chennai lost 80% of its wetlands, replacing them with heat-trapping pavement. Arizona State University's Mikhail Chester warns of a potential Hurricane Katrina of extreme heat, a cascading failure beginning with a blackout that could leave thousands dead. After Hurricane Harvey flooded Houston in 2017, I encountered a mud-splattered Subaru in central Arizona with "We Survived Hurricane Harvey, Orange, Texas" scrawled on its window. Inside were an exhausted couple, their belongings, and a guitar case, climate migrants searching for somewhere cooler and safer. As the world heats up, everything moves. Scientists tracking 4,000 species found 40 to 70% have altered their distribution, with terrestrial creatures moving nearly 20 kilometers per decade. Atlantic cod migrate north at 100 miles per decade. Even white spruce trees shift at 60 miles per decade. But adaptation is unequal. Arctic birds have nowhere cooler to go. Pacific salmon face migration barriers when water exceeds 70 degrees. Bumblebees disappear 8 times faster than they colonize new areas. Pine bark beetles thrive in warmth, detecting heat-stressed trees and creating devastating feedback loops as dying forests become wildfire fuel. Humans are moving too. The UN estimates 700 million climate migrants by 2030. In Arizona's Sonoran Desert, along the Devil's Highway, heat has been weaponized against migrants. 9,000 deaths over 3 decades. Walking with humanitarian worker John Orlovsky, placing water jugs at crossing points, he gestured toward distant peaks. Between here and there, I'm sure there are dozens of people crossing right now. Just like the heat, they are invisible. In summer 2013, a marine heat wave struck the northern Pacific, a 5-degree spike climatologist Nick Bond called the blob. It killed phytoplankton, collapsing the food chain, thousands of whale and sea lion strandings, Alaska's cod fishery destroyed, and a million dead seabirds. The ocean has absorbed 90% of excess heat from fossil fuels, but this stored heat will keep seeping out for centuries. Marine heat waves now strike worldwide. The Mediterranean saw temperatures 11 degrees above normal. Coral reefs, housing 25% of marine life, are collapsing. Australia's Great Barrier Reef has bleached 6 times since 1998. On land, heat threatens food security even more. By July 2022, Texas rancher Mickey Edwards sold 15% of his cattle after drought left pastures crunchy, dry, and dusty. Climate change has already cut global crop production by 21%. Heat accelerates plant metabolism, dramatically increasing water needs. An 18-degree rise more than doubles requirements. The Southwest faces its worst drought in 1,200 years. Despite innovations like indoor farming and heat-resistant crops, agroecologist Alexis Rosellis warns, when it gets too hot, things die. That's just how it works. Sebastian Perez, a 38-year-old Guatemalan immigrant, collapsed and died from heat exposure while working alone in an Oregon nursery during the 2021 Pacific Northwest heatwave when temperatures exceeded 106 degrees. His death exposes a brutal reality. 15 million Americans work outdoors with minimal heat protection, and farm workers are 35 times more likely to die from heat than other occupations. In Qatar, thousands of migrant workers died building World Cup facilities. Chronic kidney disease has become epidemic among agricultural workers in hot regions worldwide. Despite decades of advocacy, the U.S. has no federal heat exposure rules for workers. The connection between heat, labor, and racism runs deep. During slavery, doctors claimed black people were physiologically suited for deadly heat, scientific racism justifying brutal cotton field conditions. After abolition, Mexicans were described as hot weather plants and funneled into the hottest industrial jobs. Today, most grueling outdoor work in Texas remains performed by Mexican and Central American workers. Ernst Nursery, where Perez worked, had been cited for failing to provide water and used independent contractors to evade responsibility. After Perez's death, Oregon implemented emergency heat rules. As United Farm Workers Elizabeth Strader noted, heat death is entirely preventable. It takes shade and cool water and rest. That is all. The 2003 Paris heatwave killed 15,000 people in France, exposing how cities built for stable climates are dangerously unprepared for extreme heat. Mayor Anne Hidalgo began transforming Paris in 2014 with bike lanes, but after backlash, pivoted to trees, promising 170,000 new plantings by 2026. Trees are climate superheroes. They absorb CO2, cool through evapotranspiration, and provide shade. During a 2022 heatwave, ground temperature at the Opera House reached 133 degrees, while under nearby trees it measured just 82 degrees. Cities worldwide are following. Seoul removed a highway to restore a stream, cooling the area by 10 degrees. Architecture firm PCA Stream designed a plan to transform the Champs-Élysées with bike paths and over 1,000 trees, lowering sidewalk temperatures by 7 degrees. Yet, retrofitting Paris faces hurdles. At the current pace, insulating historic buildings would take 75 years. As Paris City Councilor Alexandra Florentin warns, there are three options. We roast, we flee, or we act. The window for action is closing fast.